producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I have no reason to believe that we're going to have a shutdown. In divided government, you don't get everything you want. This is the result of a bipartisan, bicameral compromise. And I think everybody can point to something that gives them a reason to be in favor of both of these bills.
Paul Ryan says, don't worry about it. No government shutdown. And I feel pretty good about that. Remember, he's the new Speaker of the House, so to speak. And so far, okay. It worked out. Bipartisan cooperation, nothing terribly awful about this deal. And thank goodness, not a Band-Aid. That's where we begin. We rip off the Band-Aids, so to speak, here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney saying hello to all of you. You may be scrambling around in this crazy world trying to get things ready for whatever your holiday celebration is, or perhaps you're in the middle of that celebration right now. You may have off right now, and you're getting ready to do whatever it is you have to do for meals or family, or maybe you're taking it easy. Oof, those people who can take it easy. They're not trying to hurry up and wrap a bunch of presents. They're not stuck in the middle of a souped-up traffic jam somewhere. Ooh, getting in and out of malls and grocery stores. And, yeah, this happens every year. So it's not new to any of us, but you have to pack your patience and then some, let's just say. It is that time of year when people are a little more frantic as they try to get everything completed before whatever that time frame is that they're on. So speaking of time frames, that was the reason for bringing that up, that analogy. The time was near that, hey, we're either going to get something done or we're going to talk about a government shutdown, which is so ridiculous that we stand at the precipice of that abyss each and every year. But this is not a shutdown, so supposedly everybody's happy. Ryan, you just heard there, told the Republicans that congressional leaders reached an agreement on that $1.1 trillion bill to fund the government through September, so sets up votes later the week, which we just had, that averts the shutdown. Good news, right? The deal suspends two major Obamacare taxes, lifts the ban on crude oil exports, reauthorizes a health insurance program for 9/11 first responders, as well as including cybersecurity legislation and overhaul the visa waiver program, which we knew had to happen. If you remember, Syed Farouk's fiance, her journey to the U.S. was expedited because she fell into that portion of the waiver program that got her here sooner than somebody who would have been married to somebody, which is crazy if you think about it. And this is the woman that was amped up and ready to roll and killed all those people, helped kill all those people in San Bernardino. So the good news is they're looking at that, changing that. Better to have it done now than to not have it done at all. So the breakthrough comes just in time for the holidays. The government would run out of money right now. I'd be talking, we'd be out of money, and then we'd have to pass some other kind of short-term funding measure through next week, and then try to approve a bigger bill. That's the good news. They don't have to deal with that. So this stopgap bill avoids the shutdown, funds us, and continues to move on. And, you know, of all the things that I mentioned, something that was heavily talked about was this oil export ban. Democrats weren't really happy with the idea of lifting this old, old oil export ban. Because they say all the troubles getting the measure passed, that the idea of the oil provision in the spending bill undermines support for the bill. But on Wednesday morning, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi had a statement warning of concerns of the deal, focusing on the effects on taxes. So A spokesperson for the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid refused to confirm a deal was reached, and they did that maneuvering behind the scenes. But the good news is that when push came to shove, they got it done. You know, Arkansas Republican Congressman Steve Womack called the change a big prize for Republicans. In a sense, he's right because, you know, that's been a 40-year-old export prohibition. I mean, 40 years. Think about that, that's been in place. So that is a huge accomplishment, a giant accomplishment, no question, you know, about it. All right, as we rock through this first segment, let's go out to our good pal Grim, who was so not under the weather yesterday. Let's hope he's feeling the same way. I know that the holidays are taking a toll on a lot of people in other senses too. Hey Grim, how are you?
Oh, well, I guess the infrastructure is going to be tested.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, I won't be on it. But, hey, this guy, he was at the doctor's office, sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in, and the doctor comes in, and he holds out his arm, and he says, "Doctor, I got this rash here." And this is an original, and you're already going to notice it. And the doctor says, "Yes," and he says, I think it's poison ivy. I had it 30 years ago, and I kind of recognize it. He says, "Well, I'm going to give you a shot, and you need to go home and, you know, cover it with some calamine and take care of it and come back." And so the guy comes back, you know, a month later, and he's sitting in the doctor's office, and the doc comes in. He says, "Doctor, it's, you know, it's really gotten bad, now it's on both my arms and on my chest." And he says, "Well, you've been scratching it?" And, "No, not much. You know, I'll try my best not to." And he says, well, I'll give you another shot, and you need to put calamine on it and try not to scratch it. So a month later goes by, and he comes back into the doctor's office, and the doctor walks in, and he says, "Doctor, I tell you, it's really getting bad." He pulls his shirt up, and it's all over my chest and my back. And the doctor says, "Well, you got to quit scratching it. I tell you what, I'm going to give you another shot. I suggest you go get you some oatmeal and take an oatmeal bath and keep it covered in calamine, and it should get rid of it." A month goes by, and he comes back in, and the doctor comes into the office, and he says, "Oh, it's really bad. It's all over, even in places I can't stand it." And the doctor says, "Well, you got to quit scratching it. I tell you what, I'm going to give you another shot, and you need to, you know, keep soaking in the oatmeal bath and keep it covered in calamine. You know, I'm going to even give you something to soak in here, and it should get rid of it." A month goes by, he comes back in, and the doctor walks in, and you can see it right from the instant. His arms look like hamburger. He lifts his shirt up, and it all looks like hamburger. And he says, "You know, it's just really bad, doctor." And he says, "I tell you what, I want you to go home, and I want you to get you a big garbage bag, and I want you to put all your clothes you got on in the garbage bag, and I want you to collect anything you may been using, shampoo or toothpaste and everything, and put it in the garbage bag. I want you to get your bed linen and put it in the garbage bag. I want you to get your dishcloth and what you bathe with, your drying towel, and put it in the bag and bring it in, and we'll figure it out." So he brings the bag in, gives it to the receptionist, and says, "We'll talk back to you." And anyhow, he gets home, and no more than he walks in the door, the phone rings, and he picks up the phone, and the receptionist says, "You need to come."
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We have a full mailbag. I know I say this all the time, but it's true, and I'm going to remind you, go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and let your feelings fly, whether it's about the last Republican debate, the upcoming Star Wars Force Awakens movie, if you care about that, or something else that's happening from Washington or in your own backyard, because we do have common denominators. That's what I say America Tonight's about, things that irk you and things that irk the rest of the country, no matter where you live. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ernie says, Kate, L.A., the school's craziness. What would you do if you were the superintendent and it was your job to decide whether it was a hoax or not when you get an email that says there's assault rifles and the targets are there in the schools? Would you shut down the schools because they're saying guns and bombs? Or would you think it was a hoax and it'd be ridiculous to send the thousands of people, kids that they sent home and teachers, etc.? Would you play it cautiously, or would you do what they did? Well, you know what? It's interesting because in announcing about the schools, the LA schools, a whole day shut down, 640,000
geared up. Obama depart the White House. I'm going to throw a party the 20th of 2017, and I'm going to get drunker than a skunk, yelling freedom, freedom all the way.
He cracked me up.
How did you do for your little vacation down there in
I did well. I haven't seen my family in a year, so.
You were in Tampa, right there in the Tampa area, right?
I was in Tampa, and it was 85 degrees.
There was more lightning strikes in Tampa and thunderstorms in Tampa than any place else in the continental United States.
I do know that.
More than Transylvania.
It's crazy, isn't it? But you're absolutely right. There is more lightning there than anywhere else. I remember that from the Super Bowl. They designed a poster, and they said it was the lightning capital of the world. That's when I found that out. It's crazy.
That's the truth, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look,
very wild.
I'm so glad that you're safe. I saw those terrible, terrible situations that happened down there in Texas. Well, I mean, in our Texas, down there by you, about 5 miles from you, like you said. And I felt so sorry for those people. I mean, just so much destruction. If you've ever been through a tornado, which I know you have,
yes.
You never, ever forget it, do you?
You don't. You don't forget it, and you really feel for all the people that went through that. And then it's about, like I said, surviving, but then it's about picking up the pieces because you lose everything.
Well, all we can do is pray for them.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I agree.
God, he will hear us.
I agree. So well said, Dan. Awesome to hear from you. And don't count your chickens, though, about the whole naked walk thing. We love Dan. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you, too, listening to the show. Appreciate it. And to many of the new people that are jumping on board this month, we'll have some big shout-outs in the next couple of weeks to all of you. And, of course, the big push is what's happening in the what's happening with the election, what we're seeing poll-wise, because now we're getting into the real stuff. So all the speculating and whatnot can push that aside because you're actually going to have results. And Donald Trump is eager to see, and I mentioned if you didn't hear the first hour, you're just tuning in, here is some real proof as to how people are really feeling, how the people are feeling, not how people are being told to feel or being manipulated into feeling. Honestly, what people are saying. I was on a beach in Florida with my nephew. He was getting up on one of those paddle boards, and then we were coming off of the paddle board, and we were just sitting there on the beach. And a banner came by that talked about Make America Great Again. It said, Make America Great Again, Donald Trump 2016. And as it was going down the beach, people were yelling things out. I mean, positive things. So they weren't yelling, he's a bum, I don't like him, he's rich, what? None of that. People were yelling out, yeah, Make America Great Again. He's the one to do it. At least he's going to do something. At least he's talking about it. And, you know, that's just people who normally, really, are you paying attention on a beach? You're hot, you're sweaty, you're running around chasing kids, chasing, you know, waves, whatever, but they all, I'm not saying all, but I'm saying a lot of people made comments, very loud comments. You could hear it down the beach. I thought that was wild. Just more proof that he absolutely is in this game. He is absolutely in this game. And anybody that took him lightly, they can't take him lightly now. Will he be the Republican nominee? Since I'm not Madam Cleo, and I can't look in a secret crystal ball, I can't guarantee that, except for to say he definitely has steam. It's not made up. It may be for the Republicans, Donald Trump. Imagine Trump and Hillary Clinton going head to head. Who wins that battle? Something else that happened when I was out is this thing with Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, there now is some traction against Bill Cosby, and the latest is that Bill Cosby's wife has to testify in a civil case against him in the same week that he was arrested on sexual assault charges. His wife, Camille, learned that she's got to testify in this civil case filed by seven women who said he defamed them, and that, you know, that was the ruling because of the fact that she's been obviously involved with Cosby, not just personally, but on the professional level. So now he's free on $1 million bail. His lawyer said that he's not guilty and he's going to consider a plea, but he said he will not consider a plea bargain. And, boy, you think of the Cosby Show. I mean, we're all over that by now, right? When there's smoke, there's fire. Are you feeling that way? What's interesting is the charges that got him came from accusations by Andrea Constan, who's a former basketball team manager at Temple in Philly, Cosby's alma mater. She settled a civil case against him for an undisclosed amount of money in 2006, rather. And now this is this has been, you know, these charges come from that. So it's interesting. I know somebody close to me who knows her, and they say that she, if she said it, they totally believe it, that she is ironclad and there wouldn't be any reason for her to make anything up at all, that she's exemplary. And not surprising to me, the this case, I think we're going to see, as it turns and it gets in court, it's going to get really, really ugly. And then it'll be for a jury to decide. You know, ultimately, that's our system of justice, innocent until proven guilty. So his lawyer is going to have to come up with the goods, and what is that going to be? You know, what is that going to be? Also, something of interest, as I say, here on ATN, we can sometimes bop in a couple of different directions. I happened to read a link that somebody sent me about the humpback whales in Hawaii, saying that there's this mystery of the disappearing humpback whales, which is so sad. As somebody who was fortunate enough to experience the whales in Hawaii, this is whale season, but they say the animals have been slow to return. And I know when I went there, I saw so many. It was incredible to me. I mean, that's a part of winter on the islands. So what's going on with the whales not going, you know, not being spotted? They say it's not a concern, but it's kind of an interest. A theory is that as the whales increased, you know, it's kind of a product of their success, that perhaps they're seeking other areas because normally they had seen so many. And because this was just a couple of years ago when I was there, the and saw so many of them, and I did see a lot of humpback whales. Wow, because they usually make that journey from Alaska to Hawaii to mate and give birth. That's why they're there. They're also talking about that they're possibly spending more time in the northern waters because of this disruptions. Excuse me. Or because the populations have gone up. And, wow. So if you get a chance to see a humpback whale, it is majestic. It is really super cool. Maybe you should put that on your bucket list, because it might be hard to find these baffling creatures if all of a sudden they're not doing the normal patterns that they used to do, where they would collect in Hawaii. All right, we're talking numbers next. We can count. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Edition in the new year of We Can Count. It's about the numbers. Cruise's Super PAC airing 4 million in new ads. We're going to start to see a lot more of this about how many ads are airing and where they're airing and all that kind of stuff. So Stand for Truth, formed 6 weeks ago, is launching a $2.1 million buy in Iowa. That happens January 13th, and $2.1 million in South Carolina. That starts at the end of January, see, because, of course, you've got the primaries coming up, so you want to focus on those areas. Not a surprise. This is in addition to the $1 million media buy from the Keep the Promise group of Cruise Super PACs in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. It's the battling ads. It's that time of year. So you're going to start to see them creep up on your tube a whole lot more. I'll be curious what some of these ads portray, what they say in some of these PAC ads. We move from that to the story about Christie and Bush chastising Obama as being a petulant child because of his whole executive actions, how many executive actions. Jeb Bush and Christie both went after him, talking about the gun background checks. They were part of Fox News Sunday separately. And it kind of went like this. Chris Christie said, pointing out during Obama's presidency that the Obama party has lost both houses of Congress, and the number of Republican governors has risen from 21 to 31. Christie says because, frankly, the American people have rejected his agenda. And it was the same thing as Bush was saying in a different way. Bush said he has yet to see Obama's plan, but he said that the first impulse always is to take rights away from law-abiding citizens, and it's wrong. He suggested the approach that he took as governor. He said we focused on punishing people that committed crimes with guns, but enhanced and protected the Second Right Amendments for law-abiding citizens. There you go. The people who were law-abiding should not serve as the whipping people for what ultimately are the people who are the law breakers. I know it goes much deeper than that. We'll see what happens on CNN in this hour-long conversation with Anderson Cooper about guns, and this will be definitely part of the State of the Union address, no question about that. Let's move on to some other numbers. Militia members occupying a building in Oregon after a protest, the numbers certainly were increasing. Where we're at this point in this story, there was a peaceful protest over the weekend in support of the ranching family facing jail time for arson. The Amon Bundy, the son of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, who was involved in a standoff with the government over grazing rights, told the newspaper The Oregonian that he and two of his brothers were among a group of dozen of people occupying the headquarters of a national wildlife refuge. He posted a video on his Facebook page asking for militia members to come and help him. He said, "It's not a time to stand down." Bundy said the group planned to stay at the refuge indefinitely and do whatever they can to help out. So they're seeing more and more people that are starting to pour into the area, saying that, you know, there's at least 50 plus and more protesters than that have jumped in. So it's interesting because, you know, talking about the Hammonds, Dwight Hammond said that he and his son plan to peacefully report to prison on January 4th, which is Monday. Dwight Hammond and Steve Hammond say they lit the fires in 2001 and 2006 to reduce the growth of invasive plants and protect their property from wildfires. The two were convicted of the arsons 3 years ago, served time, the father 3 months, the son a year, but the judge ruled their terms were too short under federal law and ordered them back to prison for about 4 years each. So this has generated massive controversy, as you can imagine, in a very remote part of the state. And that's why you're seeing the militia folks come from other states to protest what's happening there, to protest what's happening to the Hammonds. So those numbers are interesting. And I think with the, not so much the people that are staying there, but even people who are just protesting, that certainly has, has grown. More numbers with these earthquakes. 6.8 magnitude earthquake hitting northeast India near the India-Myanmar border. 6.8 is right there on that cut line where it can be pretty destructive. They say it hit at 4:35, and, you know, it really shook a lot of buildings, but it doesn't look as though that there are, you know, there are some, they're looking for casualties. They haven't announced any. They're looking at damages. They say it's mostly localized, and luckily on the Myanmar side, it's sparsely populated, so they're not thinking that this is as catastrophic as it could be, especially when you think of the populations in India, which are huge. They're not thinking that it's going to be too ridiculous because of where it hit. But 6.8, like I said, ooh, that's right there. I mean, right there on the cut line. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz got into the fray over refugees, saying that a ban on refugees is unconstitutional. Dershowitz says that every time we have any kind of threat, the first thing that we do is try to compromise our constitutional rights. If we're talking about weeks in order to make sure we get our computers in order, make sure we have a way of checking, I don't think anyone can complain about that. Otherwise, it's not right. The last week, we had the former Department of Homeland Security head, Tom Ridge, who said a pause might help. He talked about it on a couple of different shows. The Supreme Court is unlikely to uphold a ban on people based on religion. So I think we're about to see that situation explode again. That's why this conversation. And, you know, I agree. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to uphold that ban, but maybe, you know, who knows? It's interesting what Dershowitz says. He's talking about the fears over terrorism shouldn't deny the rights of the Syrian refugees, but of course we saw what happened in Paris, we saw what happened in San Bernardino, and we know that this is a way, you know, it is a way for people to try to enter the country illegally, unfortunately, taking or ripping off, if you want to say it that way, people who we might normally and had taken in other circumstances. It's the world we live in now at this point. It's upside down and cockamamie, and we certainly don't want to turn into one of those situations, what we saw, what happened, sadly, in getting through the border in Paris. So this fight is far, 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 my friends, from over. It's about comebacks, and it was Peyton Manning who came back for the Broncos, taking the place of Brock Osweiler, who suffered a fumble and interception, and Peyton Manning was brought in the third quarter to turn the fate of the team around. They're now the number one seed in the AFC after beating the Chargers 27-20, and it's interesting because it was a brutal week for Peyton Manning. And he had been gone for so long, you know, for a handful of games. So he returns under center, and he helps spark the comeback. He's not 100% apparently with his left foot injury, but somehow he managed to do what he had to do. And this is another big win for the Denver Broncos, because with the number one seed, the spoils of war are theirs in a sense, because they get the get to have the games go through Denver versus having to go somewhere else. So there is that home cooking, so to speak, that is now falling in their favor. So good for Peyton Manning after the kind of week that he had. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. It's the third loss for the Packers at Lambeau. So surprising if you think of the Packers of the past. But it's a story of the Vikings not paying attention to the underdog status or to what people were saying as to who was going to ultimately claim the prize. And so the Vikings come out on top in the NFC North, winning that division. For the past 4 years, the Packers had a lock on it. Those are some big, bad numbers, my friends. Don't forget, we do the Nail the Score thing on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, final segment of the second hour. Stay with us as we wrap up this hour of ATN next.
$58 billion. That's how much unclaimed money is waiting for rightful owners. and the government admits 1 in 10 people are owed this money. But where does the cash come from? Answer, over 13 places. One of them is every time someone dies without a will. And studies show over 50% of Americans don't have a will. Is it any wonder unclaimed money has become the number one source of revenue for most state governments? Second only to taxes. The largest recipient of unclaimed money received $32.8 million. The cash was proceeds from the sale of nearly 1.3 million shares of stock. But what about you? How do you find out how much unclaimed money you might be owed? That's easy, thanks to a new free report from RealCashSecrets.com. It will show you everything. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is
the only thing. All right, we're making that final turn for this hour of ATN. You know, and as we bounced around a bunch, talking a little bit about Donald Trump, some of what happened on the Sunday swirl, Iran, Saudi Arabia, I saw an interesting, in something I read today, one of the papers, saw an interesting thing on quotes of the year. And I was looking at the political quotes of the year, right? So Donald Trump, we will always have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning. Believe me, that was one of the things that Trump said on what kind of foreign policy to expect from a Trump White House. He also said, let no one be mistaken, Donald Trump's candidacy is a cancer on conservatism, and it must be clearly diagnosed, exercised, and discarded. That's the former, this is about Donald Trump, not from Donald Trump, that's the former Texas governor, and then at that point, for 2 brief seconds, Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry, who I thought when he jumped back into the race, I thought, you have to be kidding me. There was no chance. And then, of course, the comment about Donald Trump. I don't think he realized the backing Donald Trump had. Here's what some others said about Trump. Comic Jay Leno said this about GOP frontrunners, Jeb Bush and Trump at the time. He said, it's kind of like the race between the tortoise and the bad hare. He certainly knows that he has been the punchline of many jokes, but he also knows that he is in the driver's seat. All right, Hillary Clinton. Here's what Hillary Clinton said. Every day Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. That was one of the things she said in a video announcing her second run for the presidency. Remember, it's hard to think back because it seems like a zillion years ago. But remember when she decided, okay, she's going to run. We all knew she was going to run, but okay, now we go through the rigmarole of she's going to run. It was the oddest thing. She was like in the Scooby Mobile driving across mid-America, and somebody decided this is the cool way for her to do it. Just very subdued, not a big deal, not some big grandstanding, not a whole bunch of people there cheering her on, even though that easily that could have happened. So instead, we'll just go incognito, and then she wasn't recognized at some of the places where she went. To me, I thought that was just a crazy, crazy blunder by the people who were running her campaign. Now it doesn't matter, and that's the thing about all these campaigns. Eventually, what happens is it doesn't matter in the end. It's about the votes. It's about the numbers. It's about the backing. That's it. That's what it comes down to. Everything else is just conversation, my friends. And there are funny things that happen. That's why I was giving you some of the quotes. And as for quotes about Hillary Clinton, there was this quote, oh boy, with the whole email thing. Remember, I thought using one device would be simpler. Obviously, it hasn't worked out that way. That's what she's talking about, the use of her personal email for official State Department business. What a crazy whole blunder thing that was. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina said, at best, it's just incompetence. At worst, it's an elaborate scheme to avoid transparency and accountability. So, and then Clinton was asked whether she wiped a private email server she used while she was Secretary of State. This might have been my favorite response of all. She said, what, with a cloth or something? Do you know what wiping it means? I don't know. There was some confusion, perhaps, on that question. I'm just saying, maybe, because there seemed to be, anyway. And then there was the question of when she was asked about the whole age thing. She said, I might not be the youngest candidate in this race, but I have one big advantage. I've been coloring my hair for years, so you're not going to see me turn white in the White House. Oh, my. I look forward to more of what will come out of the candidates' mouths as we go through the primary season. We live in interesting times, as they say, I guess is the best way to put it, right? Most likely. I think that's where we are. All right, let's throw in a little bit of some of the oddball things that have happened. Always my favorite. I used to call it news you can abuse, and I kind of got away from that. But it amazes me. I get it, and I think it's a great photo op, but, man, I could never do it. I know this from being in just a little bit of chilly water in Florida. These people, and you may be one of them, have you ever done the splash, a polar bear plunge anywhere where it's cold? In New York City, New Year's Day, that's what they have. They have some adventurous swimmers who start 2016 with a dip in the Atlantic. They had about 2,000 people at the annual Coney Island Polar Bear Plunge. It was chilly on Friday. Low 40s. Ocean perhaps a little bit warmer than that, but not much warmer. So bravo for the people who can stand that cold water. I mean, to me, it's like I can't even describe the feeling. It's almost like that freeze feeling you have when you eat something that's too cold. Oh, awful, awful, awful. Let's move on to yet something else that is interesting. Apple, 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 they get us to talk about them all the time. People wait in line for the newest, shiniest object. Whatever phone you have, it's obsolete the next year. The updates are nonstop. It is a stroke of brilliance from the mind of the late Steve Jobs, no matter what his personality. And Apple now is talking about, you know, what their design is. It's this new next bad design. I mean, I'm not bad saying it's bad, rad, whatever word it is you want to use. The technology that they're shifting is, I mean, just unbelievable. The Apple Watch really has taken off. And now with the chips and the way things are just getting smaller and smaller, they realized that, you know, what could they put on this screen? What can they fit in the screen? So look for something even a little more sleek in what they're, and sleek is a different word, I guess, sleek in the way they're designing it, thinner, easier to manipulate, carry around, that kind of thing. And that's what it looks like to me in seeing a picture of it and reading about it. Like I said, it's update after update, new phone after new phone every year. I mean, how many Apple iPhones is there going to be when it's all said and done? Maybe 30. I mean, these are the beginning years of it. I think it'll be higher than we can probably even think about because it's a profit center. People want to get the newest, latest, baddest thing that they can get. And Apple knows how to seize on that without a doubt. They know how to do that. Moving from Apple in the beginning of the year, and boy, I saw Apple sold a ton of those Apple Watches. That was one of the, besides the Fitbit, where people are measuring steps, that was one of the heavy, heavy Christmas items that were given out. I don't know about you. Did you get your Fitbit? Did you get your Fitbit or not? I'm thinking probably a lot of us didn't get a Fitbit. But some people did because they sold like crazy, crazy. I was on the plane next to three people and two people on the other side, and only one person didn't have an Apple Watch, and that was me. How about that? Crazy. All right, and then finally, this one. How about these two guys on Shark Tank who were talking about a $1 trillion idea, and somebody asked me, would you ever go on Shark Tank and reveal a strategy to manipulate Wall Street? Because apparently, according to the Motley Fools, there is somebody who has a strategy to do that. And I'm like, let's bring him on America Tonight. I want to know what strategy you're using, right? How do you do that? What strategy is that to manipulate Wall Street? I think many people have money buried and diversified in many places, including still under the mattress. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Great audience. Remember, you can always reach me, americatonight.net.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.